We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What's your name, little girl? What's your name?
Well, if you're just joining us after a hard day at work, it's been a great show. So far, we have talked about cell phones, the fact that I am a creep with my cell phone apps, and am tracked by and can track Mrs. Nerd, as well as friends of mine, for ease in getting together on the weekends so we all know where each other is. Some people definitely creeped out by that. And the situation of failure to launch and people not perhaps at a maturity level that they might be at in their mid-20s or early 30s. And we're kind of morphed into what you call, like, what do you call your mom and dad? What do you call, and this is where things can get really awkward, what do you call, not just mom and dad, but what do you call your in-laws? Is it a little bit creepy to call an in-law or to be called dad or mom by your son-in-law or daughter-in-law? And there's another aspect to this whole thing that we need to get into, because it does involve family relationships and kissing. Now, we're not doing this show in West Virginia. We're doing this show in Western New York. And some families are kissers and huggers, and other families are not kissers and huggers. And Phil Ward, who is with us here on WBEN, he is watching the work that goes on in the next room where all the real magic happens on the show. Phil Ward, what's the deal with kissing in your family?
So my family, we're big lip kissers. Like, it's not weird as far as we're concerned. You know, you hug your family member, you kiss them on the lips.
On the lips. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's my inner Italian. Now, cheek kissing, and we're talking about the faces here, cheek kissing to me with certain people from certain cultures, specifically Italian or Sicilian, cheek kissing to me is a sign of respect. I've got a very, very dear friend who is part Italian, and we always kiss each other on the cheeks when we are saying goodbye to each other, and we really don't care if people think that we're gay. We just don't really care. So you're talking about whom do you kiss on the lips in your family?
So, like, my aunts, my cousins, not really my grandmother. My grandmother's very Italian,
yeah,
like you were saying. So usually that's like a cheek kiss.
You got to demonstrate how you do this? No, so we're talking like it's a quick peck on the lips,
just,
right? We're not talking about open mouth.
Right. No leg is bent when you're doing that.
No leg is bent.
No, listen, I actually kiss my relatives on the lips all the time.
That to me,
I have no problems with. And honestly, I think that's respectful. The fact that my love for this male or female family member takes me out of any weirdness, because I know how I feel about them. I respect them. I love them. And I'm going to kiss them on the lips.
See, my friend Booker and I, as I said, we will kiss goodbye every time we're parting from each other. And once our lips touched, and it was very awkward. Extreme. In fact, love Booker, but it was extremely awkward.
No, hold on for a minute. We're talking about our family members.
Right.
You're talking about your buddy.
Well, Booker, but he's like family. I mean, he is like.
And you do see a difference there, though, right?
I try to pretend there isn't one, but no, I guess in my inner self does see a difference there.
But and did you talk about this before you did it?
It was an unintentional meeting of the lips when we were trying to kiss each other on the cheek.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We're trying to kiss each other on the cheek, and, you know, something happened, and it ended up as a quick brushing of the lips, my lips against another man's. But keep in mind, this man is as close as family, and he's kind of like my consigliere.
And the other thing is that, you know, Isaiah Thomas used to kiss Magic Johnson, I think, on the cheek. before a game.
Right.
Well, then there was the very famous interview where Tom Brady said that he kissed his son on the lips.
Well, he actually kissed his son on the lips.
There was video of it.
Yeah, he was getting a back, but here's the weird part. Tom Brady was completely naked and getting a back massage while he kissed his son on the lips. That part, that's some important background information.
Did we ever find out whether they locked eyes until somebody looked away uncomfortably?
Well, no, what happened was, if I remember the video correctly, he kissed him and said, "What is that? Get back here and give me a real kiss." And the son went back, and I believe he's now in counseling.
Therapy, long-term.
Yeah. I think it's a whole team
sedated,
of
sedated, electroshock.
Britney Spears' parents are now in charge of him. So, it's,
okay, now, you're not, Phil, you're not married.
I am not married.
Do you have a girlfriend?
To his cousin.
I do not have a girlfriend, no.
You don't have a girlfriend?
I do not have a girlfriend,
Strapping Strapping young man like yourself?
You wouldn't kiss anyone outside of your family on the lips, would you?
So, I mean, sometimes, like, my friend will, like, just come up and give me a kiss on, the lips.
Guy?
Like, but when, you know, like, on a Saturday night, if we're, like, out having a good time.
What are we talking about, guy?
We're talking like, Sears restroom? What are we?
No, like, sometimes if we're in the bar and, like, we're all having a good time and, you know, we're dancing. And things are going really smoothly.
By the way, Phil just started dancing in his chair, in case you didn't know what the dance was.
Now, I have no idea.
He gave us a little dance in the chair.
No, we've got no idea what Phil's sexual orientation is, because on Barley and Bellavia, we really don't care, because we love all of our listeners, whether they're heterosexual or LGBTQEXYZ.
No judgment here, but you're talking about a male friend of yours.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to extrapolate this. Sometimes when you're having a really good time and you're drinking alcohol,
correct,
a male friend of yours will just
a male friend of mine,
will just kiss you on the lips.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. Yeah.
But usually, if it's me doing the kiss to my male friends, it'll be on the cheek.
Yeah,
so I think that's okay.
Yeah. I think all of it's okay as long as it's consensual, right?
Yeah,
and it's everybody all okay. is of legal age and everything.
Right. Correct.
Okay, so you are a family lit kisser.
Yes, absolutely.
And that is that you're not. Okay,
I would never do it, but I think it's totally cool.
All right, and what do you call them? You don't have in-laws, but your mom and dad. Do you call them mom and or dad?
I call them mom and dad, yeah. Sometimes I'll call them father and mother.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes they'll call me by different names depending on what I've done throughout the day.
Now, you're a young man in his 20s. How
Correct.
Often do you have telephonic contact with mom and or dad?
I actually just, so this is pretty funny, actually. On my way here, there was an ambulance a few doors down from my house. And my mom literally called me and said, "I'm just calling to make sure you're okay. I saw there was an ambulance coming home." So pretty regularly, and I obviously see them regularly, still being in college.
When you say pretty regularly, are we talking about each and every day, several times a day?
Every day, but not for that long, because, you know, with this and working in school, I don't. Maybe I spend 3 hours with them a day.
Okay, but you are in your 20s, you're going to school,
Correct.
And there's a good, perfectly good reason why you're living at home as you go to school. It's called student debt. Well,
That's
Phil
right.
Phil Ward, obviously the distant cousin of Burt Ward, who played Robin in the old Batman TV show. We're glad you're able to join us in studio. And,
I got to find more about this good time at the bar that leads to.
I have to
sometimes if it's a really good time, I'll kiss my friends on the lips.
And this is, just so we're clear, this is never through a hole in the wall of the stall.
No.
No. So but, like, but
you
know, you're, no,
but quick, you know,
you don't feel that you're embarrassed about.
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Very.
Have you, when, in the event that you eventually marry one day, you're going to have in-laws now, right?
Correct.
Do you feel that you have to call them mom and dad? Do you feel like you're disrespecting your mom and dad by calling someone else mom and dad?
So what's kind of weird is my mom actually called her mom when she was still alive mom, and she calls my father's mother ma.
she calls my father mom as well, which is also weird. No, but she does that just because, you know, that could be a cultural thing too, and just the era.
I think so. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
If you get married super young, and you've known someone for 45, 50 years or something, you might do that.
I think that could also be changing, though, with generation. Like, my generation, we're not that respectful, I'd say. We would kind of go by first names if we're talking, like some that you were saying earlier, right?
That, well, it sounds like when you're drinking with your friends, you're very respectful.
Yeah, well, almost. Hey, one well, would say loving.
I'm a loving guy. What can I say? I got a lot, a lot of love to give.
Phil Ward, thanks very much for stopping in on the cool side of the glass on WBEN. And you know, guys, this whole idea of what to call in-laws or future in-laws, you know, that theme actually surfaced on an episode of The Sopranos where Johnny Sack was in prison trying to arrange some of the details of the marriage of his daughter, Allegra.
And roadblocks. And when I say family, that includes you too, Eric.
Thank you, John.
Thank you who?
Thank you, Dad.
And there we go. There we go. That is from The Sopranos, Call Me Dad. So what do you, I can't read these right now or I'm going to die.
No, seriously, that was written wrong, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It is Bowerly and Bellavia. What do you call your parents? What do you call your mom and dad? How often are you in contact with mom and dad? And I mean, are there, and the derivations thereof, like dad, daddy, pa, papa, father. Now, father, I think, is kind of cool. My mom used to call her dad father. Mrs. Nerd calls her father father. And mom, I think, just goes by mom with her. She doesn't get the mother. She might actually get mother, actually.
Mother's really creepy. That's a all I think about is...
Psycho?
Yeah, Anthony Perkins. Yep. What's his name?
Just Norman Bates.
Cracking his mom over the head with a... Is that every time we say Anthony Perkins?
I know. It's
someone
really
wins
weird.
A ticket.
No, and a knife gets its wings.
Yeah, no. That mother is just a weird thing to hear. I'm always weirded by mother.
We are at 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. We found out that our audience does not have in-laws. We've also found out that our audience does not have parents. They were all hatched from eggs and raised by wolves.
I will say, though, that one person wrote in, women tend to call the opposite in-law mom and dad more than men do.
Geez, you know, that was never a big thing in our family. In fact, and then there's always the thing about just avoiding it altogether with, hey, okay. You, or how you doing?
That's so much easier.
All right, let's get some calls on. People want to get in on this now on WBEN. This is Howie in East Aurora. Howie, this is how we do it. Howie, you're on WBEN.
Tom, I can't believe you just said that. That's exactly what my girlfriend and everybody says when we're out partying.
You can't be serious.
I am absolutely serious. I'm a Facebook friend of yours. I'm also in a local band, and I still call my ex-mother-in-law mom.
Well, that's awesome. How does she feel about that?
She's absolutely cool with it. I mean, no problem at all. My younger son calls me Pops.
Right.
Well, there's a new one. I'm not sure about my older children. I'm not sure they ever call me anything.
Okay, do you think it's weird or disrespectful? And keep in mind, I'm the recipient, and it doesn't bother me. Actually, I'm rather happy that I have this relationship with my children and have for a long time. Since they were 10 or 11 years old, they don't call me Dad. Generally speaking, they typically call me Tom Joe, which is a family nickname. Anything wrong with that?
No, I don't see anything wrong with that. Like I say, my kids will say Dad. My older son will say Dad on occasion. My younger son calls me Pops. I think my younger daughter calls me Dad. And no, we don't kiss on the lips.
You are not a kiss on the lips family. Boy, that is something that frosts my 85-year-old mom like you wouldn't believe, and it's frosted her for a long time. She always thought it was disgusting when family members kissed each other on the lips.
Yes, I would agree with you on that one wholeheartedly.
Now, how about the kiss, cheek kiss? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, the cheek kiss is cool. I was actually adopted and raised in a non-Italian family, but I got my DNA results, and I'm 100% Italian. And for some reason, as I've grown up, it's always been the double cheek or the one cheek, depending on how you can do that.
But what about when you kiss them on the lips or the face?
Yeah, no lip.
Oh, you're talking about the cheeks.
Yeah, the cheek.
Oh, I got
it. I caught that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I screwed it up. That's not your fault. Hey, Howie, let me ask you a question. Would you, I don't want to date you or make you older than, you know, but you're obviously a guy over 40, right?
Yeah, I'm the same age as Tom's brother. We graduated from high school.
All right, so that's good. We're over 40. Now, do you find that a woman that marries a person, you know, when you were in your 20s or 30s, that they're more apt to call the in-law mom and dad than the guy is?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've done it just because you've known these people for a very long time. You almost grew up with them. You know, the divorce, the marriage didn't work out, whatever, but you still have respect for them. You still love them. Just because a marriage didn't work out doesn't mean you cut off the in-laws.
Right, and you don't have to cut off the ex. There's, it's perfectly possible. Right. We got to do a show at some point about getting along with your ex and being friends with your ex. I mean, I will bring my ex flowers. I mean, if that isn't weird, I don't know what is, but it is a sign of respect and affection for the mother of my children. And if there's anything wrong with that, I don't know what it is.
Well, of course, you had children with that person, and that's what it's all about. And you know, but. You know, like, I'll give you a good example.
But why does he buy Booker flowers? That's what I
and candy.
And when I was younger, you know, when I first got married, because I've been married a couple of times to the dance here, you know, I still called them mom and dad. And just recently, my daughter got married, and immediately in a text from her husband, I got, "Hey, Dad, I want to talk to you about something."
Aww.
Yeah.
And you were totally cool with that.
Totally cool. Totally cool. In fact, I was honored.
Okay, totally. Howie, totally out of left field. But is it still the rule that the father is expected to pay for the daughter's wedding reception?
Well, they eloped, so.
So I'll cover that.
Yeah, that ends that.
If my kids are listening, take note of that saving of money.
Everyone's doing that now. It's like cremation and people eloping. Everyone's doing that.
Well, Holt, how, if you got more to say,
not at the wedding.
If you got more to say, stick with us on WBEN. Has little to nothing to do with all the stuff we're talking about on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome. It is Bowerly and Bellavia. You want to take part in the program as a listener slash caller, knock yourself out. The phone number is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. David, not to digress here from what you call your in-laws. Do you call them mom? Do you call them dad? Maybe you've got a workaround on that so you don't have to confront the issue. I am old school and 99% of the time refer to Mrs. Nerd's father as Mr. So-and-so and her mother as Mrs. So-and-so. And being that they're both old school, one Polish and one Italian, they seem to appreciate that very much. Although when we went bowling, I did refer to her dad as by his first name, because I figure once you've bowled with somebody, David, I think once you've bowled with somebody, I think the first name can come out of the box, at least occasionally.
But yeah, bowling is a bonding experience.
It most certainly is. It made all the more bonding by the fact that I utterly suck at bowling, and usually I have a difficult time breaking 100. Not exactly part of my skill set. But a couple of stories that are getting some traction. Number one, Cellino and Barnes. You know what their tagline is. Cellino and Barnes, the injury attorneys. Something ironically horrible happened yesterday in New York City. Did you hear about this? This guy that was working on a Cellino and Barnes billboard in New York City was injured on the job.
What happened? This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Oh, yeah. Phil, to give us all the details. Phil just saw it on social media. Apparently, it was officially reported first by the Buffalo News. Got to give them credit.
David Fricker is his name. He's 49 years old. And at 10:28 yesterday morning, he slipped and fell 10 feet. Into a rooftop below. He has a fractured back and a concussion right now.
That's horrible.
That is terrible. Now, I believe that is going to be a workers' comp situation and not a personal injury situation, if I recall correctly, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know for a fact.
Well, it's certainly not Cellino Barnes' fault, that's for sure.
It would be Lamar Advertising is the company.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just because you said that and my cell phone is on, now I'm going to get ads on my cell phone saying, would you be interested in buying a billboard? David, there's a story.
Or would you be interested in buying Lamar advertising?
Or would you be interested in buying the guys out who... Okay, so you alerted me to a story that happened in Florida that is getting this guy in so much trouble, and I really can't believe it. It involves a man and a raccoon and a boat and... It did not have a happy ending for the raccoon.
No, this guy is an attorney, does really well for himself, and I'm sure that has something to do with all the hate that he's getting. But he basically was on his boat doing his thing, and he found out when he was already at sea that a raccoon was a stowaway on the boat. And, you know, it freaked him out. It freaked out his friends that were on this really nice boat. And so he was left to... you know, frontier justice to get rid of this raccoon. And he felt that the raccoon was hissing and attempting to bite him. So he kicked the raccoon off the boat. But of course, they were at sea and that raccoon was swimming. And they, you know, that obviously didn't make it back.
20 miles offshore, as I understand it.
Yeah, he recycled the raccoon.
Oh,
but unfortunately,
and it was entangled in a plastic bag, which actually saved its life.
But I mean, everyone's saying, you know, did you really have to do it that way? Was that necessary? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Well, you're out at sea. Raccoon, you get that corner. I've got this corner. We're going to work together until we get back. I mean, it was a 3-hour. You saw what happened on a 3-hour tour at Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, exactly. And we see what Ginger looks like today, and we're kind of amazed, and we see what Marianne looks like today. And, of course, Gilligan is no longer with us. Bob Denver did not have a very long life. But, okay, imagine yourself. You're on a boat. You're at sea. You are 20 miles from land, and suddenly and from nowhere, a raccoon. Must have been a hell of a big boat, by the way.
It was a pretty big boat.
A raccoon comes out and... According to you, the raccoon is growling and hissing.
According to the guy. That's right. I wasn't
right,
yeah.
Right.
I don't want to be a part of this.
David was actually on the boat at the time. It was the strangest thing.
I was nowhere near that raccoon.
But, you know, first of all, let's think about the facts here. Raccoons are a major vector for what disease?
Rabies. That's an excellent point. And that's something a lawyer should have probably brought in because he's getting they're destroying this guy. I mean, they're talking about him, you know, losing his job. He's just got a ton of hate. And again, you know, in the video, he's trying to be funny. Here's the mistake. Don't put it on video. That's where you're an idiot. Don't video. Everyone's got to videotape every aspect of their life, photograph it, put it online. Well, you're opening yourself up to things like this, but I don't know where you're from, but if there's a raccoon on a vessel, or let's say you're, you know, wherever you are and you find, you know, it's a cabin, you open the door, right? You're in a hotel room and you've got a raccoon, you might want to go to TripAdvisor. But if you've got a raccoon, yeah, if you got a raccoon, you know, and you're landlocked, you open the door, let the animal live its life, right? But you're on a boat, what do? It's not like it was a puppy. It's not like it was a kitten.
No, it was a raccoon and apparently a fully grown raccoon and apparently a raccoon which was hissing and growling at the guy who owned the boat. I mean, what I would do, I would try my best to get back to shore to let the animal off safely, if that was at all possible. But if it was not possible, if I believed that that raccoon... Now, keep in mind, I'm immune to rabies. I've already been through rabies shots. So, I mean, I've got a little bit more latitude to play with. I mean, a raccoon by itself doesn't scare me, and I don't have to worry about rabies, so I'm cool on that front. But I would have tried to get back to shore. But I don't blame the guy at all for doing what he did. Where he was stupid, as you said, he put it on video. And he also said something after he threw the raccoon overboard, which is not helping his case in the court of public opinion.
Because, I mean, the guy's an idiot for videotaping to begin with. But my whole point is that I'm living in the world that, I mean, look, we do a radio show and there's some people that have jobs that are, you know, out there busting their hump and breaking their back. And
literally.
Yeah. Some guys are working... the old billboard road, and that's not easy. What I'm saying is that if you work your tail off and you work for your weekend, and let's say you don't own the boat, let's say you rent the boat or you pay a charter or something, you're $600, $700 in on the weekend. You get all your friends out there. You put your girlfriend in a little bikini. You grab all your Coors Light. And you get on a boat. And you go out there for 2.5 hours. That I'm not going back to shore for that raccoon. I mean, listen, let's hope that we have a Christian God, a Muslim God, a Jewish God, and that we're not the Hindu where that raccoon is somehow in control of us in the hereafter. I'm just saying that I don't care what the circumstances are. I'm not going to videotape it. You know, if we can coexist on the boat together, that's great. That thing starts hissing and going crazy. I got kids. I've got whatever else in the boat. You know, that's going to be a Frontier Justice decision.
But it was really weird because first they took the boat below deck and had a drink with the raccoon. And then the raccoon begged not to be shot in the face. Give me that. And then they dumped the body overboard, wrapped in a tarpaulin with chains.
And then somehow the governor of Virginia showed up. I don't even know how that's involved.
That was strange. And obviously the preceding was a reference to the scene involving the demise of Big Pussy on The Sopranos. When Big Pussy went out to check out the boat that Tony Soprano was going to buy and ended up being fish food.
I know a lot of Avengers fans have a soft spot for raccoons, but the fact here is, you know, these things are wild animals, and how it even happened to begin with, you know, you dry dock, you put your boat up wherever. It's Florida, you know, is it the same? But, if you know, some of the raccoons out, you know, in Western New York, you're talking 30 pounds, man, 40 pounds of raccoon, and that thing's angry. I don't know. I don't know why you have to film it, put it on Instagram and everything else, but, you know, it just shows you social media will rip you up. If you're stupid enough to do something dumb, you know, you're drowning. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what your action is. It could be completely justified. If you videotaped yourself deer hunting, there's going to be someone who's going to see you kill a deer and go crazy.
Well, I can't stand these morons who lay in wait just to shoot an elephant when the elephant goes to the watering hole and then take pictures of themselves by the pool of blood spewing from the elephant.
Well, look, here's the thing. I mean, people freak out about big game hunters all the time. But it's, you know, it's a few, you have to realize that you're, you know, how they're getting to where they're getting to big game hunt. These aren't poachers. 99% of them are folks that pay a fee. That fee is actually going for the conservation of the area that they're there. These countries allow these guys to come in. They actually depend on them to come in. It's a huge part of their economy. And the other thing is, you know, whether or not they want to record it or do whatever, you've got to show discretion because people don't like seeing dead anything. And whether or not you're doing it as a sportsman or you're bathing in its blood for the conditioner value, whatever you're doing, people don't like it, and they're gonna jam you up, and you just got to be smart enough. If you're a dentist in Cincinnati and you've got a thriving practice, probably not a good idea to start doing the hula hoop with the intestines of an elephant. I mean, that guy's an idiot.
Everybody
jumping
loves elephants. Elephants are universally beloved. They're like the gentle giant of the jungle.
But you know what? I'm sure Asian carp at some point were respected by someone. But, you know, things get out of control. Elephants, I mean, you think, you know, I get people complaining all the time about deer and what they do to their crops, what they do to vegetation in your yard. Imagine if you had like 80 elephants living in Williamsville. I mean, that'd be horrible. At any moment, they could stampede and go crazy. They can nominate horrible candidates. They could do a lot of damage.
It is coming up on 5:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. You know how they used to say, if you don't want hair to grow in a certain place, that like the more you shave, the faster your hair grows. The more you cut your hair, the faster it grows. Remember that old myth?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to think it's not a myth when it comes to lawns, because I just mowed the lawn a few days ago, David, and it already needs to be remowed. Now, of course, being a very happy and satisfied customer of Seasonal Lawn Care, to which you introduced me, I'm happy to see it growing, and I'm thrilled with how it looks this year. It's the best it has looked in years, I must tell you, thanks to Seasonal Lawn Care guys. But it's like the first time you cut the grass, it seems like then you got to make it the weekly routine and that extra household chore. Have you noticed that, too, or is that just in my vile imagination?
Well, we've got a ton of rain. That rain just causes that grass to, It's drinking a lot of it up, and yeah, it's pretty. You know, look, last summer was pretty dry, and yep. This spring, this I don't even know how many days we've had that haven't had rain.
This
we're like
spring,
Seattle.
David, this spring has absolutely sucked, in my humble opinion. It hasn't been warm except for a few days, and then generally a day at a time, we'll get one day of nice warm temperatures and a little sunshine, and we get a month after that of temperatures in the 50s and very, very little sunshine. This doesn't seem like spring to me. It seems like a very, very late winter period. Now, today, maybe not so much because it's 56 degrees out there, but, you know, the days where it's in the upper 30s or 40s, it just doesn't feel like summer's right around the corner. It doesn't feel like later on this month we're going to be wearing shorts and a T-shirt at the Memorial Day parade.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I enjoy that, to be honest with you. I like that stuff, but just the cool. I don't like the, you know, Arizona would drive me nuts.
Oh, it's a dry heat.
El Paso is just horrible. I hate that. I'm not a big fan.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
That is a great song.
Marty Robbins. The song is El Paso, and you kids ought to listen to it sometime. But are you? Do you have the electric lawnmower, the powered lawnmower, or do you have a tractor?
You know, I have a guy that does it.
Ah.
So. Yeah.
So that's the smart thing to do.
Right. But I do have a lawnmower, just, you know, and I have children, and they do that too.
So. I have children, but they always have the excuse of, I'm studying, I'm writing something.
That was always the deal. There was always a nonverbal, just we knew that at a certain point, you know, dad's busy, mom's busy, your obligation is to take care of the grass.
Yeah, well, my property isn't all that big, so it's not really a big deal. And frankly, I'd just as soon have the kids have a successful academic career than worry about the old man's lawn.
Well, when they're younger, that's when you
when we, you know, put the whip to them and everything else.
Right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.